Thank you for calling the Depo Provera Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello there, Emmanuel. This is John, and I have a new claimant for Depo Provera. Her name is Latoya White.
Awesome. Ready to help out. Hi, Latoya.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yeah.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, would you be filing a claim on behalf of yourself or a family member? Who was the one that was diagnosed with meningioma?
Myself.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. And was this meningioma of the brain or spine?
Brain.
Right, okay. And then what state are you in?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia, okay. So you're a U.S. resident and residing in the state of Georgia, correct? Okay. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain after taking Depo Provera for at least a year, and this was the brand name, not the generic, that you used for a year and at least four injections before you were diagnosed. Does that sound correct?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then roughly what date were you diagnosed? Hello, Latoya?
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody was saying something to me. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was asking what date you were diagnosed.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. June 2012. Somebody in my ear interrupted me. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. And then you said, I'm sorry, June of 2012?
Yeah.
2012. And now, was it through a CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was more like they did a CT scan, a MRI, and a biopsy on me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me plug that in there. Bear with me. Da-da-da. So diagnosed June of 2012.
Emmanuel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm in the background and I'm listening because I know sometimes, you know, the claimants, they don't hear the questions and they're entirely and they respond according to. So Latoya, the question was when you were diagnosed with meningioma because the answer that you provided him, I believe, because I'm looking at my file for you, is when you started using. You said June 2012. That's when you started using. But the question was when you were diagnosed, ma'am. Just so you know, okay, you're aware that, you know, you may be answering potentially incorrectly.
Yeah,
so you have to listen carefully, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. My household is a little crazy for the moment. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so then what was the date that you, so you started taking Depo June of 2012, but when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
Oh, yeah. I did tell him it was September the 23rd, 2 days after my birthday. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. September the 23rd, 2016.
2016. Ah, got it. Perfect. Thank you for that clarity.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. It's okay. You know, I have a lot of pets and my household can get noisy as well. And no need to apologize. And then, so you started in June of 2012. When did you stop using the Depo?
I stopped using it right after, right after the side effect. That was in September 2016 also.
Okay. So let me put that there. And then, do you know anybody else that may have taken the Depo that ended up getting sick, or not really?
Not really. Not really. I don't know.
And will you confirm your gender for the recording, please?
Yeah, you can cut them out. You still talk. Go ahead.
Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female. I'm a female.
Thank you. And I have your name spelled Latoya, and then last name White. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And then I have your email, LatoyaWhite2021@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then your cell phone shows is 706-415-3370, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your present, your current mailing address?
It's 927 Greenville Street, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241.
Spell out Greenville Street.
Greenville, G-R-E-E-N-V-I-L-L-E, Greenville.
Okay. Sorry, Greenville. Gotcha. So 927 Greenville Street, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241 in Rope County?
Yes, that is correct.
And at what hospital or medical center or facility were you diagnosed?
It was at West Georgia Medical Center. It's WellStar West Georgia Medical Center.
Okay. In LaGrange, right?
Yes, that's in LaGrange.
All righty, let me plug that in. And then what was your doctor's name?
His name was Dr. Kevin Knight.
Dr. Kevin Knight, okay. Let me plug that in. And then you didn't have any prior cancer diagnoses, correct?
No, thank God.
Okay. Now, was Dr. Kevin Knight the one that treated you as well?
Yes, he was the one that gave me the shot. But my doctor that did the surgery, I think I gave him the wrong man name when he asked me earlier, but the doctor that did the surgery was my neurosurgeon.
Okay.
His name was Dr. Paul King, I'm sorry.
Paul King, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so let me change that. So Dr. Kevin Knight was the one that gave you the shots at WellStar or a different hospital?
At WellStar. He was
okay.
At WellStar also. He was my family doctor.
Okay. So
he's my gynecologist.
Okay, so let me plug that in. So you got the shots and you were treated. So you got the shots by Dr. Kevin Knight and then you were treated by Dr. Paul King also in WellStar or at a different place?
Also at WellStar.
Okay. So let me put Paul King here and Dr. Paul King here as well. And then let me put that this was all at WellStar. Bear with me to put in a note here.
I have an annoying husband. As soon as I get on the phone, he's asking questions about stuff. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No need to apologize. One second. Let me just write notes here. Alrighty. And then let me go to this next section. And either yourself or the medical center or the doctors will have medical records that can be sent electronically. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're close to finishing this up. Just a couple more sections. This next one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you live with this individual or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what is their name?
Jawan, G-A-W-A-N, White.
Okay. And you said J as in June, A-W-A-N?
Yes.
And why?
No, it's G as in green. I'm sorry.
Okay.
As in green.
G-A-W-A-N-W-H-I-T-E.
Yes.
And phone number?
706-594-7843.
Okay. And relationship?
Spouse.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that in. And then the last section here is going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
9/21/76.
9/21/76. And the social?
419-02-6609.
Okay. I am going to send you an automated DocuSign here via text and email. You can open up either way. It'll take you to the same spot. And then I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. But I do see it was sent. Let me know if you didn't get it, and I will try to resend it.
I got it.
How's the weather in Georgia, by the way? I know it's real hot in the and humid in the summer. I know that for a fact because I've gone there in August.
It's actually cold and the temperature has dropped. So we're going to have some deep cold weather for about a couple of days.
Do you guys get snow there in your area or no?
Every blue moon, not much. We haven't had any in a minute.
Okay. Do you prefer the no snow or is because I'm not the biggest fan of cold weather myself, to be honest.
I would like some snow every now and then.
Every now and then, yeah, that's not too bad then. If it's once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Right now it's just mostly that hard cold.
And okay. Were you able to view and sign okay?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, I see it was completed. Okay, good. Just making sure there was no tech, because sometimes there'll be some tech issues. But you seem to be set for now. In about a week's time or so, the firm will call you directly. They want to go ahead and introduce themselves, and then they want to double-check my work, make sure there was no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though their call should be shorter than ours, it'll be a more important call just because they won't put you in their system fully until they reconfirm everything with you. But other than that, you're all set, and you have a great rest of the weekend, okay, coming up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.